USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Peace is once again in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire. Biden said he's hoping to help rebuild some of the destruction in Gaza.
The United States committed to working with the United Nations, and we remain committed to working with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance and to marshal international support for the people of Gaza and the Gaza reconstruction efforts. We will do this in full partnership with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, Authority, in a manner that does not permit Hamas to simply restock its military arsenal. I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in expressed a desire to deepen the nation's bilateral cooperation with the U.S. ahead of a scheduled summit with President Biden. Moon delivered the remarks alongside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as he said he hopes his discussions with U.S. lawmakers will, quote, not only establish peace on the Korean Peninsula, but also combat the COVID-19 pandemic. The CDC is investigating 163 cases of salmonella in 43 states that are linked to chickens. They're warning people who have chicken coops that poultry does carry salmonella, even if the chickens are clean and healthy. They say everyone should know to always wash your hands after working with the birds or gathering the eggs. According to the CDC, always keep birds outside of your home and do not kiss or snuggle them because the germs can spread easily to your mouth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
People are anxious to buy the new electric Ford truck and the backstory of President Biden driving it. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
At least 20,000 people are lining up to buy Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC that's how many reservations they got after revealing the new F-150 Lightning Wednesday night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC,
"We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, I want to get in. And the Secret Service is like, no, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in. And he looked at me and I said, you should get in. And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of a speech, he goes, I want to drive this car. And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And then I got a tap on my shoulder. Hey, the chief of security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track. I said, okay.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and 8 people are injured after an apparent migrant smuggling attempt went wrong at Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards say they rescued 10 people in rough waters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.